Chapter 4. I can see that, but it rests upon the immovable basis of an apodictical principle. The word flattened itself against my mind in trying to get in, and disordered me a little, and before I could inquire into its pertinency, she was already throwing the needed light. This apodictical principle is the absolute principle of scientific mind-healing, the sovereign omnipotence which delivers the children of men from pain, disease, decay, and every ill that flesh is heir to. Surely not every ill, every decay? Everyone. There are no exceptions. There is no such thing as decay. It is an unreality. It has no existence. But without your glasses, your failing eyesight does not permit you to. My eyesight cannot fail. Nothing can fail. The mind is master, and the mind permits no retrogression. She was under the inspiration of the third degree, therefore there could be no profit in continuing this part of the subject. I shifted to other ground and inquired further concerning the discoverer of the science. Did the discovery come suddenly, like Klondike, or after long study and calculation, like America? The comparisons are not respectful, since they refer to trivialities, but let it pass. I will answer in the discoverer's own words. God had been graciously fitting me, during many years, for the reception of a final revelation of the absolute principle of scientific mind healing. Many years. How many? 18 centuries. All God, God, good, good, God, truth, bones, liver, one of a series, alone and without equal. It is amazing. You may well say it, sir. Yet it is but the truth. This American lady, our revered and sacred founder, is distinctly referred to, and her coming prophesied, in the 12th chapter of the Apocalypse. She could not have been more plainly indicated by St. John without actually mentioning her name. How strange, how wonderful. I will quote her own words, from her key to the scriptures. The 12th Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.